Four. Okay, everybody. Yeah, so last time we discussed the concept of a bedika. In other words, we normally assume if a person does a bedika and finds dam on the bedika cloth, that's a nida daraisa. And you have no kulus. You have no kulus whatsoever once you do a bedika. And anything inside, we assume that blood. A tampon, you put a tampon in, and it takes the tampon out, and there's blood, that's a nida daraisa. A diaphragm, take it out, and there's blood, a nida daraisa. Unless, as Rabbi Willig once pointed out from Rabbi David Feinstein, unless there could be some type of, you know, maka that was there. But barring that, any time inside, we assume a bedika is a daraisa. Now, why is that? So there are two possible reasons to explain why a bedika is a daraisa. Either the more classical approach is based on the sugya that we learned last time, that because any time you do a bedika is a safek hargasha, because maybe when you do the bedika, there was a hargasha going on, and what I call interference. There was interference, and therefore. There was a problem. So there really was a hargasha going on. That's the classical approach of the poskim based on the second pshat and the placey in that sukkah. The other pshat is the Aruch HaShulchan. Rav Abadi likes that Aruch HaShulchan, is that not that there was any hargasha going on at the time, but what it means is that if you did a bedika, so then it's vadai mikufa, obviously, because you found blood on the bedika cloth, and then we have to be choshesh that a hargasha happened prior, not that it was happening now, when you were doing something else, and you were in other words, not that the bedika cloth, because maybe we paskin like the first approach in the placey. But since it's vada migufa, we're choshish that there was a hargasha at a certain point beforehand, and therefore we treat it as a deraisa. Let me just now. What's the nafkamina in these two approaches? So the nafkamina in the two approaches is how far does the bedika cloth have to go in to treat it as a daraisa? Because the Chasam Sofer says, and Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, the Chavis Das holds this way, that only if it goes deep in, only if it goes far in, is there any question of that there was interference b'shas the hargasha. Because where is the hargasha taking place? Like Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, Chasam Sofer l'shitaso, who holds the Iker Hargasha is like the Truma Sadeshin, is the Psichas Pi HaMakor. So, that's deep in. So, if you didn't go deep in, so there's no mask Hargasha, because the Hargasha is happening deep in and you only put the cloth superficially in. So then there's no mask Hargasha. So until you go deep in, then we're still in the Drabbanan realm if there was no a hargasha, because the only part of no hargasha is that hashino hargasha, that there was interference. But if you hold, like Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, like the Aruch HaShulchan, and that's how Rabbi Abadi holds, that as long as you go in more than you normally, like Rabbi Abadi writes in the Sefer, it's not just external, but you went inside, even though it's still a long way to go to the Psichas Pi HaMakor, it doesn't matter, because the whole point of the Daraisa is the fact that there was a hargasha some other time previously to you putting in this cloth, which you were not thinking about you, your mind was elsewhere, but not that the bedikah cloth was camouflaging. Now, la halacha, so the way we normally pasken, as Rav Avadi pointed out, is that we don't require it to be l'chumra meaning that even if you go in a little bit more than the norm, so we treat that as a daraisa. Even the Chasam Sofer himself, thought it should be deep in, but then the end, he sort of says, no, we have to be machmir, we're not sure exactly what's deep, what's not deep. So that's what, one of the questions we ask a woman when she says she has a dam on her tissue. So I ask her, was it an external wipe or internal? And internal, as everybody writes in the Sefer, is going in deeper than the normal external wipe. Now, even though any time you wipe externally, so it might go in a chves and mashahu, it's just the pressure of the wipe, but that doesn't count. In other words, it means that you went in deeper, even though you didn't go in nearly far as well, then we're already not going to give you any coolers of anything. And we're going to treat it like a nida daraisa, we're going to aser in all situations, unless we are able to find that there was a makah there. That sometimes there's a makah there, and as I told you, there are women in the neighborhoods that are trained to find makos. And I know women all over the world who do this, because if a woman calls me from Chicago, I need to know who to go to in Chicago. And a woman calls me from Miami Beach, I need to go, or I know for this. You need to, and because without these women, then we have to usher everything. Because sometimes it's not usher, it's really a makkah. And if it's a makkah, we should be makkah. But I can't tell you if it's a makkah unless it's looked at. Now, you can go to a doctor too, but as I explained to you, a doctor will say, okay, we'll make an appointment for 2 weeks from now. But what's that going to do me? He needs to know today. Is my wife mutter to me or not? I can't wait 2 weeks to find out what the story is. And of course, the doctor is going to charge you the fee of a doctor, whereas a bodeket charges a minimal amount because it's basically a chesed that these women are doing. They're not making... they're not there to make parnasa really so much from these things, but whatever, it's a big chesed, but they charge a minimal amount. Like Mrs. Klugman told me that Diane Posen told her they should charge a little bit so people could take it seriously. And when you charge even a little bit, they take it so just for the equipment, as Mrs. Klugman. Yeah. Okay, now I'll take your question. What's your name one more time?
Ellie
Shastak. Ellie Shastak, okay.
According to the Rav Moshe Lefanim, we're saying that anytime that there's a tvada migufa, that it's nida daraisa. So I'm confused. Isn't the Rav Moshe Lefanim in the context of a ra'iya, that once you see something in line with the tvada, then you say that there's haragasha? But now we're saying that anytime that there's any.
He's explaining the Rambam, the nimsa da migufa. Is Tamea.
So once you say that it's Vadim Gufa, then it seems disingenuous to make a distinction between underwear and the stain on underwear and something that's inside, because it's Vadim Gufa and the exact.
Right, okay, so that's what we're going to get to today. Okay. In other words, you could say it's disingenuous to say that when a woman sees dam in her underwear, what do you think it was? We know where it was. What do you think? It wasn't from a bed bug, and it wasn't from, who are we kidding? Who are we kidding? So that's what we're going to talk about today. Today I'm here to answer your question.
Okay.
To say why it's not disingenuous to say that. And the point being is that either the way Rabbi Tuchman likes to phrase it, it's a gzeiras hakosuv down below kesem, so that you know, even if it could be vaday migufa, but if it's a kesem, then the Torah was beferish mamayitit.
But that seems to not work with the Aruch HaChulchan. Even if you say that, it seems to not work with the Aruch HaChulchan.
No, because then... that works very well with the Aruch HaChulchan, because Vadei Migufa means not a kesem. If it was a kesem, the Pashup Shat is a stain. The stain means it was Nimtza Bibigadeha, it was Nimtza Al Ragleha. So there is a Gzeres HaKosov, that any time it's Nimtza, then it's not the Chlal, even though it could have been Vadei Migufa.
But we have this assumption of Hargasha that's kind of always there, and any time that we see blood, the Hargasha happened, right? I mean...
Right, but that's the Gzeres HaKosov. That's the Gzeres HaKosov to Mimayit Kesem. The other approach is to say no. To say that any time it's a Kesem, then we're told that. You'll tell me, who are you kidding? You know, sometimes women come to me, you know, they have read, she was painting with her 2-year-old son, or there was, from her makeup. So those are, real tliyas, but she has dam in her underwear. She knows it's not from there. But, so that's what we're going to try to work on today, to answer your question.
My other question is, from the first year when we were discussing what you checked was coming out of the body, now that we're, if anything was inside, and we have the assumption that there's a hargasha, what's the justification for any distinction in what you're checking? And shouldn't you have to check everything that comes out of, that was inside a woman's body? Shouldn't you have to check anything, whether it's any rapid intercourse, or a diaphragm, or a cloth, or a tampon? Shouldn't you have to check everything?
What do you mean, check everything?
Look at it.
There was no such chiyuv.
Why
shouldn't a woman have to check every second of her life? Maybe there's something happening there. But, the Torah, the Chachamim, it'd be a constant 24/7 OCD, that something's happening, So they don't want you to be 24/7 OCD. So they said, certain times you have to check, because you can spend your whole life checking.
So there might be a need, a situation going on here. We need to determine, after intercourse, for example. You don't have to determine.
Right. So we're going to learn. There is a discussion about bidikas after intercourse, but you're many steps ahead of me. So hold on. And we'll see. Okay, so today we're here to discuss kesem, ksamim. And as I told you, the pashup shat is a kesem means a stain. And it has to be dafka chutz l'gufa. Like Rav Shechter had this idea, Rabbi Will quotes, so you can have a kesem inside the body if there was no hargasha. We normally don't assume like that. Kesem means a stain. A stain means it's nimtza chutz migufa. That's what the Rambam says, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. Ein Ish Mitavos Ben Hator Benido B'Ziva Atcher Targish, etc. That's Halacha Aleph. And Halacha Beis, Midivrei Sofrim, Shekol Haroa Kesem Dam Al Basara Ol Begadeha. Havu Bifalohi Gisha.
We're on packet
4. Now this year we're learning Kiddushin. So I'm spending a lot of time with my shir on the famous Rambam that Kesef Kiddushin is Divrei Sofer. What that means. So, people are hesitant to say it's the Rabbanim because that, well, Kedusha Kesef is the Rabbanan, that makes things very strange. And several years ago, Dr. Mordechai Cohen, a friend of mine, he's a professor in Revel, and etc. So he pointed out to me that someone wrote a whole sefer on Divrei Sofrim and the Rambam. So I've been looking at it. So I've been giving a shiurim about the Kesef Kedushin aspect of Divrei Sofrim. And it's not so poshut what the Rambam really meant when he said Divrei Sofrim. But he had Divrei Sofrim by Kesem, he means the Rabbanim. That's why some want to say that why should you assume Divrei Sofrim elsewhere is not the Rabbanim. The only reason you want to say that is because it makes the whole world seem crazy that a woman today who's only married me to Rabbanim. So, okay, but that's the other shirim. So midivrei sofrim shekol kesem dam al basar al bagadah ava pish lo hergisha ava pish abakka atzmav lo matzadam areza temeya v'hilu matzadam lefnim b'basar. So there's a famous kesef mishnah. Yes, the mishnah says kashali ahavi svek svekahu. So why don't we matir every kesem based on a svek svekah? And svek svekah, you can matir daraisas with a svek svekah. For the rabbanans, you don't need a svek svekah. You need only one suffix. But if you have a svek, but you know, we'll pile on whatever we could to pile on. What's the svek svekah? Suffix migufa. Right? Whenever there's a stain, so who knows where it came from? That's number one. And imtum salomi gufa, even if it's a gufa, safik min acheder, safik min aliyah. Who
you
said?
You can't say spek spek here, because spek spek has to work both ways. This cannot work both ways.
Yeah.
You cannot say.
Yeah, okay, so hilchas spek spek. You come back next year, and we'll learn Kilka Svek Sveka. When to apply Svek Svekas, when not to apply Svek Svekas, it's complex. That's Simon Kuf Yud in Yerodea. And you could probably spend the whole year just doing Kuf Yud. You know, Dr. Hillel Goldberg from Denver. So he wrote a sefer, a Bir Hagra, on Mikvos. All of Inyanei Mikvos, every Bir Hagra. You know what it is? The beer, every Bir Hagra is like is very methodical. You know, to work through a Bir Hagra. I was talking to Rabbi Tuchman. I was working through a Bir Hagra in Hilchos Yom Kippur, and then I got it wrong and I got it right. The whole thing. So now he's working, or he finished or working, I was told, on all the Bir Hagras in Kuf Yud. And he wants someone to proofread it and all the Bir Hagras and Kuf Yud and print another sefer on the Bir Hagra. But the Birkas Eliyahu, is every Bir Hagra in Orach Chaim. But for every Bir Hagra, Mati Greenberg, the Rosh Yeshiva of Karen Biavna, told me that he worked on those in Hilchos Shabbos. He said he was part of the people who worked on the Bir Hagras and. It's a big avoda to understand because the Vilna Gaon is very bekitzer, and he doesn't, he tells him Mar Mokum, you have to figure out what he means, and okay, that's good. So he says, so here that's part of the goof of the Gzeres Chazal. That even though it's a Svek Sveka, and Svek Sveka, we can matter a deraisa with a Svek Sveka. Chazal said, you're right, it's a Svek Sveka, but we're going to be machmir. I mean, Chazal can say whatever they want. They could make whatever rules they want to be machmir, so they'll not follow the regular klolim, and they'll machmir even. That's number one. In other words, because you don't always have something that you can be told on. So if you can't be told on something, so then we treat it vada migufa, then you only have one suffix. And
it's
chasid shulam ha-gosha. Yeah, and then it's chasid shulam ha-gosha, whatever. Okay. But this Kesser Mishnah doesn't really make a difference for us. Okay. So we know the Gemara we've seen in the past on Nun Zayin with Beis. Amishul Batta Kakaolam Yoshua Leva Matzadam Aleh Tahorah Shadem Bapsar Shatagish Bapsar. So you need Hargasha. And then the Gemara says on the bottom that Mother Shmuel she Tumei Midrabanan. And even without Hargasha is Tumei Midrabanan Dil Ma'agisha V'lava Daita, Rashi says on the top. So there's a din of Tumei Midrabanan. So we're going to discuss that are there only two categories? That's what Rav Shechter was assuming, that anything is that's not Tumei Daraisa is it called a Kesser? Or you could say, like some want to say, that there are three categories. There's neither Daraisa, neither the Rabbanan is a Riyah below Hargasha. If you hold that, you could say Barili, Shiloh, Hirgisha, so, but it's still maybe not a Kesem. And then the third category is a Kesem. Now, we know when it comes to, but everyone agrees that she has a Kesem, so that's a Kesem. So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah, Nun Chesem Beis on page 3, says, the Tola the Choldov she Yichol Litlos. Right? In other words, if there's a Tliya, that's how we call it. A Tliya means when you can attribute the Dam to something else other than Nida. So you can be Tola. Shachta Behema, say she was practicing Shechita, and she shechted a behema, and there's some dam on her clothing, so she can assume that that's not needed, it's from the behema. Harga makoilos. So this is the big thing. The makoilos. Not to be confused with the makola thing. The makoilos. That's the bug, the bed bug. I remember somebody once gave me a ride. So I made conversation with him, with the guy who was giving me the ride. So he said, what do you do? He said, I'm like an exterminator, and my specialty is bed bugs. So then I was questioning him to know how big, you know, how much blood the bed, you know, have to, you know, kind of see how this works out with the Gemara. Because this is the source that when that you can be told of a makoilus, that maybe she sees dam on her clothing, it was she inadvertently killed a bed bug, some type of bug. So the Gemara says, at kamatola, at kanina ben atignas omer atigris shel pul. So shear of a gris. Until a gris, you can be tola. And we'll have a specific packet just to understand what that shear is. So some say it's like a penny. Moshe has Ravavadi works with the shear of a nickel, you know. But whatever the shear is, it's a very precise shear. In other words, there's a whole. Well, today I'm going to introduce you to a new person called the Emil Stocker. And the Emil Stocker was from the Gedolei Achronim. And in Hilchas Nida, like he's very big. Like his opinion is dealt, you know, reckoned with. Not always agreed with, but he's like somebody you got to reckon with in Hilchas Nida, the Emil Stocker. So you got to know all the Emil Stockers when it comes to. So he has a tshuva where he measured out to see exactly what a gris is. And the only problem is, he puts pictures in his book. The only problem is there are two printings of the Emil Stocker, and the sizes are different. And that became a whole discussion of, you know, which version of them. So I found both printings, and I'll Bez Hashem put in a packet, so you'll see the two pictures. And now one is like more like a nickel, and one is more like a quarter. Or whatever, different. You know, or it depends. Each picture has two pictures. So we'll get to it. But just now for a superficial thing, we'll say, you know, it's, I work with Rav Avadi Shita that it's around a nickel. Others work with a penny. Obviously, a nickel is a kula, because whenever a woman has a stain on the undergarment, if it's on white undergarment, so if it's less than a nickel or a penny or whatever it is, then we're told of a makolos. Now, as you mentioned, like, who are we kidding? There's no makolos going. I mean, there are people, you know, people moved out of buildings here because of bed bugs. You know, you have to, but the mice, you know, even if you have bed bugs, you know, if she's staying in the underwear, it's not from the bed bug, believe me. You know, you don't have to be a Navi to tell you that. But, so we'll have to see. So what's the, why do we still, so certain things we'll see. The Chazal will convey a certain shiurim, and, yeah.
When we're talking to the three clues of Chazal, it applies for a bris. Didn't Rebbe say it only applies if a woman's wearing white versus anything else?
Yeah.
Did he say she shouldn't wear...
Right.
So then where do we come up
with... During the Zionikiyam, she wears white. It's not the way we work, you know. I mean, there are. Today it's not so gay because Lamaisa, we know that's not from above. So believe me, you don't have to do the test. It's not from above, and yet we'll still be made to be Torah. So what you said is basically what Rav Shechter quoted from Rav Soloveitchik, that, you know, today it's all Vade Megufa, and therefore there should be no Tlias and nothing, and everything is L'chumra. So that's not the way we, the Mahalachim that we pass in life. Well, you know, I don't know in terms of the Rav's involvement in regular, you know, the Rav was involved in many things, but it could be he was involved, but that wasn't necessarily the thing that his involvement. The people were necessarily. And Rav Moshe and the Tshuva, page 4. If you want to see. Okay, that's where he has it. But this is a superficial discussion. In other words, our discussion of what a gris is not going to be from this one line in the Tshuva, because that's not the you have to learn the Mishnah. You have to learn the whole. And if you want to see Rav Avadi here in the supplement to page 4. Just for the sake of seeing the practical bottom line, page 9, supplement 4. Shir ke en kesem betamelim ki yeshlo shir shel kegris ve'od, shu kegodol matbea nickel amerikai. O keribu achitzoni shel penny. But that would be, you would make a square around the. But a nickel, we're familiar with nickels. I'll tell you something that I learned from Rav Avadi. I'll tell you just for sake of when you get a kesem, if you want to see the shear, so he always pointed out to me, you take the nickel, you don't put it on top, put it underneath. This way you can see the outline. Put on top, you're not going to be able to see, you know, exactly the... You can see it much better if you put it from the other side. And then you hold it like this, so you see the outline of the nickel, then you'll be able to see it in a better way of is it really smaller than a nickel or not. Okay, but again, this is just superficial. You know, the real discussion of this is a very lengthy discussion that Bez Hashem will have in the future. Okay. So, let's take a look. In the Sefer HaEshkol, page 5.
Supplement?
Nope, in the regular. The Sefer has the Rabbi Bala Eshkol. The Eshkol is very chashuv arishon. And it's always kedai to look in the Eshkol. So, the Eshkol says, Hagoyin Reb Yitzchak Zal. Who's Reb Yitzchak? The Rif. Kitze Ma'od B'dinei Nida. Now, parenthetically, where is Hilchas Nida in the Rif? In Shavuos. Don't look in Nida for Hilchas Nida in the Rif. It's in Shavuos. The sukkah is there, but that's where it is.
Why is it there?
Well, because the sukkah of there's a sukkah there, I think, because it's relevant to Nida there. I don't know, you know, that's where he put it. Nice. He says, Rov Hilchas Bedini Nestos Lohevi, Lachen Asadem Ma'ad Chazilon Ikred Bedini MLP, saying, Gam Bedini Ksonim Lohevi, Harav. He didn't bring the laws of Ksonim. I mean, the Rif, he's the man. He wrote, you know, a halachic work, you know, that you should be able to learn the Rif, and you don't have to go through the whole Shachal of Atarya, you just learn the Rif. There are people that learn Rif. I don't know how many left on there are. There was Kufa, the people who learned just Rif. Because what do you need the whole, you know, just get to learn the Rif. So he doesn't bring halachas of Ksamim. So why? The Efshad is really the lo nogu ha'idna. He says maybe the whole concept of Ksamim, see the Rif is halacha lemaisa. You know, the Rif is... That's why there's no Rif on Kachim. Right? Because it's not halacha lemaisa. There's no Rif on Zoraim. He only wrote on things that are on lemaisa. So if it's not lemaisa, he didn't write. So maybe Ksamim, this Din Drabban, is not Noyeg Bizman Hazeh, according to the Rif. Why? We'll see. Maybe the whole concept of Ksamim, that it's Asur Midrabanan, was only said when we're Osek in Taras, things, you know, Kachim, things, Truma, things that have to be Tohar, and therefore we're Machmir and Ksamim. And once we're Machmir and Ksamim for that, we're Machmir and Ksamim for Isha Labayla as well. But today we don't have Taurus, Mizman Hazeh. We're not dealing with Karbanis, we're not dealing with Tumah V'Tara, Mizman Hazeh. So then the whole Ksamim, the Rif, he's conjecturing. But he's saying that could be that the Rif held that it's not Nogei L'maisa. So that's what the Eshkol. Now the Eshkol is known as the Ravid, but he's not the same Ravid as our famous Ravid on the Rambam. But he was the Rosh he also was called the Ravid, but known as the Ravid Bala Eshkol. So that's his. Now, if you look in the Bali HaNefesh on page 6, he's the Ravid that we know. And he also says, he also claims that there are some, he says that he's going to start off with Shark Summon. And the second paragraph he says, the first thing I want to deal with is these people, these Rabbanim, who say that Ksamim is not Noeg Bizman Hazeh. V'ariyasim ki Ksamim id Rabbanim, Dam Yebzor B'sara, Lor Kesim, Dam B'lo Kesim, the survey, Huffman's favorite, Russia. Hey, Meis Leis. Shem She'in Meis Leis, Lor Paris, Kachin Ksamim Lor Paris. Again, the same concept that the Baal HaEshkol said in the Das Harif, he's saying it as well. Now he could be, you know, referring to the Riff as well. Ushid Matanis Bola, etc. See, Das HaMatirim, the Hevel Hu B'Yadam. See what it says? The Hevel Hu B'Yadam. The line that begins Aval Labayim. So it must mean that it's Le'inyan Nisanida. That's where we need the Ikra Siag. So he says that. But it's not the same because this is an Issacharis. So. Okay, Bekitzer. He feels that it is Noeg Bizman Hazeh. Now, why am I spending so much time on this? Because whatever the Riff held or didn't held, it's irrelevant, because we paskin that some are Noeg Bizman Hazeh. So why am I telling you this whole discussion? So it's because this is a lead-up to the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer on page 9. Now, apparently when I made these packets, this was before the new Chasam Sofers were printed. Now you have the Mochon HaMo'or Chasam Sofers. If you want to buy Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, I would recommend that you buy Mochon HaMo'or Chasam Sofer. Anyone who is serious about learning Halacha in a long-term basis, Chasam Sofer is like bread and butter. You have to learn, you have to know Tshuva's Chasam Sofer. It's just... You can't be a serious Baal Halacha without knowing Tshuva's Chasam Sofer. So today, what they did was, they made a new Chasam Sofer with a block print, but they did more than that. They broke it up into paragraphs, and they give titles to the sections. So, and there's notes also. They have in the library in the fifth floor. So I probably would have Xeroxed. Probably when I made this packet, it didn't exist yet. But this is the old Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, which is in the Ksav Rashi, and it's not broken up into paragraphs of, you know, topical paragraphs, etc. If you're ever preparing a shiur, you want to look up a Tshuva's Chasam Sofer, so it'll be much easier for you if you look in those new Tshuva's Chasam Sofers. And then they have an index, but we'll deal with the old one. Hine Harav Av Bezdin. See, he calls the Eshkol. Harav Av Bezdin. Have a sphere laid the Omuk Summer Melolataris. Lolabayla. The Ravid Tama Alav. That's the Ravid where he says, Hevel Hun Miyadam. It'll come on the Chet, Amina Eloch HaYisha Shatar Lobayla came to Baila Nami Hashim Luxomer. Because the Gemara has a new chesam and base. It says if you're not going to be tola, new chesam and base. So he says that eimach amita sheimach kamat tipedam, eimach yisha sheino torah labayla. So you say b'feirush new chesam and base. That it's also in the Bible. So I guess the answer they'll say is that was Bizman that they will say for Taurus.
The Gemara, though, the Gemara says that That's a kavanos.
Is the same child the Mishnah, maybe? Okay. Doesn't matter. Ufiya now lira dal kolpanim tzadku divrei harayim. He says, you know, it's very tricky here, because there are two people who are the rivals, and they're arguing with each other. The rival Bala Eshkol and the Arab beloved rival. You know, that's the Rabbi Meir Tversky's father. He wrote his famous book on the rival. That was one of his famous compilations. Dr. Isidore Tversky. That's all. He wrote it on the rival. But he wrote on the rival of however you call it. The name of the place where he's from. So he says, so which rabbi is he saying it's right? Niragal Kopalit Sadku Divrei Rabbi. Which rabbi does he mean? Sadku Divrei Rabbi. Which one? No.
Second one.
He's Eshkol. Eshkol. Now, Chasam Sofer doesn't mean that we don't pass from Sofer. He means, in principle, he's right. But then he's going to be wrong. That's it. Says Ulfia now nearer and Jacopon Sotku there arrived in Hashi. The Chivat Xer Xon and Hoysuk Shoy Oskin Bataras. But what the Ravid said, that point, that they were, the original concern of the Xer of Xonim was because of Taras, that's true. The only thing is, the Ravid Bala Eshkol says, and therefore, that's the way we keep it. And therefore, if we don't have Taras anymore, we don't have Mabaila anymore. So he's saying, one second, so he's saying, he's right, but we have to veer off from him. He says, Sotku Divrei Rabbi means he's right in principle, as he starts off right. Like what the Ravid said. But the Ravid now, again, the Ravid's saying this, the Bala Eshkol and the Das Harif, because he left out all of the Ksamim. But he says, now the Chasam Sofer says this. V'achashav nami shebotlu taros mikol mokom dover shenesa b'minyin sarach minyachar latiro. So this is his thing. That just because the reasons don't apply, this is Gemara Beitz and Dafei, that dover shebeminyin, if the Chachamim go ahead and take a vote, and the Sanhedrin's koveya something, so even though it doesn't really apply b'zman hazeh, we still keep the takana. This, I tell you, is probably the core, one of the cores of the departure of the conservative movement from orthodoxy, is this concept of dovrishim b'minyan tzarek b'minyan achim. As they say, you know, things that don't apply b'zman hazeh, I don't know which branch already did away with Yom Tov Sheni. Yeah, why should Yom Tov Sheni have to? As far as that, we know exactly the Yom Tov Sheni was. They didn't know. We know, you know. So, but we assume not that. We assume Dovah Shabimin Tzarek Minyan Lacher Latiro. Or like Rav Shechter likes to give the example of medicine, right? We don't take medicine on Shabbos unless you're a Chayla. But if you just a Bari with Mechesh Ba'alma, so there's an Isra Refuah B'Shabbos. It's a refuah b'shabbos. So, why? Because you might, if you take refuah, you might come to grind herbs to make. Now, believe me, no one's grinding any herbs today to make any. If I take a pill, I'm not going to grind an herb. Believe me, I don't know how to grind. I know how to take a pill. I don't know how to grind herbs and things like that. But that's, so I have to point out, that's the concept of the Dovah Shemiminyan. That Chachamim made an Isser, even though you're right, the reason really shouldn't apply anymore, but that's the concept of Dovah Shemiminyan Tzarek Minyan Acher Latiro. So he says that's the word. That really, give me a second, I'll take your question. Really, the thing for Taurus doesn't apply. B'zman hazeh. Because there's no Taurus, so there's no, and the whole reason was for Taurus. So therefore, the Rif said in Echonami, no Taros, no Ksamim. But we say no, even though there's no Taros, but Chachamim made this Takana. So even though it's not relevant anymore, really, because the whole thing was really take care of the taurus issue. Nonetheless, because mokam donishin nesa b'minyan tzarf minyachel etigro. Oh, one second. Just let me finish, and I'll take all the questions. Now we're going to get to the line why I'm spending so much time on this. Why am I even showing you this riff? It's not nogei lemaisa. It's not even a shita in a shulchan aruch. No one in the world of psak halacha will say, oh, we could be so mitzarif the shita that there's no ksamim b'zman. No one even does that when you're trying to be matir kesem. Oh, let's mitzarif that there's a shita that's. It didn't even make it into a yeshon. It's nidche. So why am I spending time for this line? And this is your taiva. In other words, we don't have the makolas. There's no really tliya today. So why are we still working with the shear of gris? Shear of gris was when there was a real shear of real tliya with makolas. So then I had to say that if it was less than a gris, it could be from the makolas. If a gris and more, it was not. It's damnida. So why are we working with that shear? Why am I spending time taking out a nickel or a penny, whatever, and looking? Why is that the shear? It's totally irrelevant to the reality. But no, since originally when they made the takana, this mantaras, the makolas was a reality, not only a reality, but a reality of a real tliya. So therefore, and we follow the shear that. So this chasam sofer is, I think, very germane in us understanding how some of Hilchas Nida works. Because you're right. In other words, it doesn't make sense. We should, we know it's, like you said, we know it's Vade Gufa. And there's no Makolas. So what are we doing? Who are we kidding? So this is the Nakuta. In other words, he's saying that even though maybe we don't have the whole reason we asser it is because of Dovashim and Minyan from the original, so therefore we follow based on the Metzias of the original in terms of the size, in terms of everything, and that's what we do. So this whole discussion I led up to show you this tshuva of the Chasam Sofer. Now I will take your questions. Yes, sorry.
Two questions. First of all, just a clarification. The Sefer of Eshkol, is he saying that that's the halacha, or is he just saying that's the halacha?
Yeah, he's saying it in the Rif, but, the Rif is the main rabbi. Okay. Whoever it was, what he thought personally.
I just wanted to clarify exactly what he was saying.
Yeah, he's saying it Bedas HaRif, but he's,
And then, how does the Rif respond to
Okay. So that, you have to see with some things that are not a Darush of a Minyan, some things like Rif. Shechta said over sometimes the Chachamim include the reason in the Gzeira, so therefore it's built in into the original Gzeira, so therefore you don't treat it like a Dover Sheva Minyan, etc. It's tricky, the whole Dover Sheva Minyan thing. So certain people in contemporary life took the license to say that nothing is a Dover Sheva Minyan. And we don't have this concept of a Dover Sheva Minyan. Therefore, If they feel it doesn't apply, so it doesn't apply and finished.
The master.
What?
The Chasam Sofer is he's the master one.
Yeah. Machmir meaning.
People say he's machmir compared to the other shita that wants to do away with the whole
fish. Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He's the machmir. So out of this chumra comes a kula also. Yeah, you see, Machmir to keep Ksamim, but we can make it to have the tliyas that they had, Bisman, that there was a real. So, therefore, if a woman has a stain on her clothing, on her underwear, that's less than a nickel or less than a penny, whatever the shear you work with, is we say that it's mutter. Chalina b'makol, even though we know that it's not.
Just to clarify, I'm really running into things now, but if we were to throw out, like the Rebbe is saying, if we would say there was no such thing as kasdan, we would then be saying it was a vada nida, or at least something that we'd be considering as a nida, or we're saying it's a nothing.
No, maybe kasdan should be mutter. There would be no issa d'rabbanan. It means either you're a nida with a hargasha and everything, or you're mutter. This new, this other category that a kesem is also midrabanan, you would have. Okay. Now, there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid regarding the sheet on page 10. Yes.
So again, why when the case of Tahar of why the case of Tahar? So the case of Tahar is originally the case of Tahar is used the shear of Gris. Is that right?
Yeah, in the case of Taras, we used the shear of a
Gris.
I mean, that was the shear for walks on them. Yeah.
I was thinking that there are so many reasons based on this and the case of Mishnah that to kind of to give all the reasons assumption because
right
at the very end of the right the sefer Mali Nefesh of the right he writes in there that it's tied into the Karnal group in Esisrael. He basically says that the Esisrael were knowing by examining also this way and as part of his reason as to why we should solve this way. So it's like a nice additional, you know, package of why
right.
The whole story.
Okay.
But when they were doing Paris, they were down.
Yeah.
So they were only in the town they were using this.
Yeah.
You know, that was in the right, so whether it's coming or not.
No, with our guts or that, I guess.
Well, it doesn't matter. I'm saying you want to know whether the chair is covered or not.
Right. No, but what about the person?
Between the
dam
and the chair.
The dam, if there's dam in the chair, that's tummy.
Yeah, they wanted
to.
But the grist didn't play a role.
No. It's got to be the person. It's got to be the tars. Okay. So that's the story. Okay. I thought of the following. It is now 10:21, and I just figured that if I'm going to do the rest, it's going to take like another hour to do the rest of this packet. So I'm going to give you a tova now, and I'm going to stop here. Because, you know, it took longer than I expected, but it's good, because the key in learning, I always want to stress this, and this is something that Rabbi Yashiv stressed a lot, is Havana. It's not, you know, for me to shoot a million things at you and I to have Havana in something. And sometimes if you have Havana, it takes longer to get Havana. And that's the key in learning is Havana. People don't always realize that. So I think what we should do now is call it a day, 10:21, instead of, because believe me, it'll go another hour. We'll spend that hour on Monday, Bezer Hashem. And because the rest of this packet about the Rambam and the Ravid, and there's the Rav Moshe and the Cheshav HaEifod and the Sidrei Tara and other things, it'll be a good hour. So that's what I would like to suggest instead of rushing through this thing. Yeah.